Okay. I'm pleased to be releasing this population survey today. This is very important data. It's data on which Victoria has taken a lead, initiating the series in 1998, and indeed the first survey being undertaken in 2001. So there's been regular surveys of population health in this way, surveys of detailed questionnaires for members of the community. The last population survey, the one we're releasing today, which is complete, is the 2009 one. The data shows that we do have some challenges at a population level. We do need to do work to increase the amount of fruit and vegetables that are eaten. We do have some good indications about the decline in smoking rates over the decade. We do have some indications that obesity and overweight remain very significant problems for the Victorian community. Now, Victoria is not alone in many of these points, and other states have similar problems. But the challenge is there for all of us, not just the government, but the Victorian communities, to actually attend to these matters, to get better health outcomes, to eat better food, to undertake more exercise. And that's why I'm particularly happy to be here at the Moonee Valley Cricket Club today. A group of active cricketers, not just adults, but also kids. And they, I think, have led the way with good quality food. I know the fruit platters that we have out in a moment will demonstrate that very clearly. And you can hear the cheers of the boys over there now. It's a great example of how to be active, participate in community activity, get the exercise that's so important for all of us. Now, I understand that families face challenges. We're all busy, but we do need to try and do what we can to increase our exercise levels, to improve our diets. None of us are perfect in this matter. The challenge is there for all of us as a community.
What is the government doing to combat the growing number of obese people in Victoria?
Well, we have a prevention community model seeking to implement a program jointly with the Commonwealth and local councils to combat obesity and overweight and take a whole of community prevention approach. We also have a very important organisation in VicHealth, which over many decades, but including now, plays a critical role in the response at a broad community level. And the Victorian Government also works closely with councils and community groups to implement population and preventative health strategies.
What was the most worrying thing to you that came out of this survey?
Well, I think one of the key things is obesity and overweight. There's a real challenge there, but there's a need to increase exercise levels in our community, and there's also a very important need to focus on improving our diet. As I say, in the modern community, the challenge is there for parents, for families. It's not easy, I understand that, and as somebody who faces the same challenges as everyone else, we need to work hard to do the very best we can. The government, communities can work together, and that's why I'm happy to be at the Moonee Ponds Cricket Club today as an example of a club that is leading the way with good physical activity for adults, but also for children, and good physical activity backed up by good dietary measures.
Final question, sorry. 8 out of 10 Victorians say that they are in good health. This isn't reflected, though, in the results of the survey.
I think Victorians and Australians feel often very good about their country. They feel good about their life. That's not to say that there aren't challenges. What we do know is we do need to eat more fruit and vegetables. We do need to work over time to lower smoking rates, and there's been great success there, but more is still to be done. There's also, I think, the challenge to tackle obesity and overweight, and that's not an easy task. It's a real challenge. The community's got to respond to that as a whole. It's not only a government activity.
start us off with what your cricket club's doing to send the message of happy into the kids.